Earlier this week, the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a treaty regulating the global arms trade. The United States supports the treaty, but as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, it faces stiff opposition in the Senate, where both Alaska senators are against the agreement.
The UN Global Arms Trade Treaty took 7 years to negotiate. It aims to block the sale of weapons to countries charged with crimes against humanity, prevent future genocide, and assure terrorists won't get their hands on tanks, artillery, and helicopters. Scott Stegen is a senior policy advisor with Oxfam America, a group that supports the treaty. He says the new rules would force arms dealers to weigh human rights equally with profit.
It puts an end to what some call the body bag approach to international arms control, where countries wait until a situation becomes really bad, a situation like Syria right now, or previously in the Democratic Republic of Congo or Sudan, where the body bags have to pile up really high before the international community does anything to stop arms flowing into those countries.
50 countries will need to ratify the treaty. In the United States, only the Senate does so, and because of the magnitude of these treaties, they require 67 votes.
Anything with the UN on it is almost dead on arrival in the Senate.
Mark Helmke is a longtime aide to former Senator Richard Lugar. Lugar, a moderate Republican and two-time chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, lost a primary campaign last year. Helmke says the administration knows there's no chance of ratification in the Senate, but it needs to make a show of support to distance itself from the three countries that voted against the treaty, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. And in the Senate, opposing the treaty gives conservatives a chance to rile a base opposed to the United Nations.
Every time a UN treaty comes up, the opposition can raise a lot of money and make a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails to people who believe that somehow blue-helmeted people are going to come in and confiscate our guns.
Helmke, who now teaches at Tryon University in Indiana, says the Senate could use a Republican internationalist like his former boss to get colleagues on board. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who declined an interview for this story, supports the separate UN Law of the Sea treaty, and she's tried to recruit her fellow Republicans to support that cause. But on this international agreement, she stands with her party in opposition. Senator Murkowski signed a letter to President Obama saying she worries the treaty will enforce international arms regulations on Americans. Senator Mark Begich is one of the few Democrats who signed the letter.
It's going to be a problem if you cannot differentiate between domestic trade and international trade. And that treaty melds it all together. And therefore, it does infringe and jeopardize, I believe, the Second Amendment rights of this country.
The National Rifle Association has maintained that argument as well. But Oxfam America's Scott Stegen says the treaty clearly lays out its boundaries, noting that the preamble states domestic regulations will be handled within the country.
The treaty does not undermine the Second Amendment in any way whatsoever. This treaty is only about the cross-border trade of armaments.
Stegen warns the treaty will not become law for several more years. Countries can begin signing on to the treaty in June, and then the ratification battle will begin. There's no indication whether Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid would bring the treaty to the floor before the next election in 2014. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.